Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 5959. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling.
We've been reading through the Bible, and the Lord has directed me to have some of the literature that He's given me down through the years read on radio so that people can have it on tape or CD. And play it while they're in their vehicles, or people that can't read, they haven't got good eyesight, or it's wearisome for them to read, or they might even be blind, or too old to read well. Here's some tapes for you now. You can hear the literature that the Lord has given me, and you can play it and replay it over and over again. We're going to be doing part one of Mass Suicide. It's a piece of literature the Lord gave me. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this special service. Holy Father God, anoint this message with Your Holy Spirit. Anoint with the outward anointing, the anointing for the ministry. Let every word that's said be from You, from the throne in heaven. Lord, that the church may be edified and strengthened and lifted up on higher ground, and that those pitiful souls in the world that haven't heard the correct truth all their lives will hear it, and that you'll receive salvation, that you become regenerated, become spiritual, die out to this old life, and have eternal life. Lord, we ask that You make everyone's mind clear, and their spiritual eyes see, and their spiritual mind understand all that You give me, and have given me before in this message, Mass Suicide. Lord, that they'll understand it perfectly and be able to see the things that are going on around them in the world today, that these things were predicted in Your word centuries ago. Father, we ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so where's the letter from, please?
From Bricky, Arkansas.
Okay, let's go ahead and read it.
Tony Alamo Ministry. I praise God for Jesus and for the Holy Spirit, which guides us into the truth of His Word. My name is John. I'm presently incarcerated in prison here in Bricky, Arkansas. Today I was searching channels on my radio and came across your broadcast just as you were praying your opening prayer. I was immediately captured by what I heard in your prayer, then hearing the letters and your teachings, and I knew then that this is what I needed to hear. I'm requesting any books you can send me to help me to know the truth, and also your newsletters, so that I may be informed on world events. I pray I can catch you on the radio every time you are on. Keep getting the word of God out to people everywhere. God bless each of you. John from Bricky, Arkansas.
All right. Praise the Lord. And now let's get into Mass Suicide Part 1.
Any time now, a world quake and a series of prophesied catastrophes will shockingly awaken the entire global population to a horrible, God-sent, unparalleled nightmare.
Right. Now, the Bible does say that there's going to be not just an earthquake, the whole world is going to be moved off of its axis. So you can depend on what the Lord says. He says it's going to start out with the tsunamis, with all the diseases, with people that are so possessed with the devil that they'll be killing, murdering people, that it's going to be bloodshed on earth, and that there's going to be so many diseases and earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and just a whole list of them. You have to read the Bible. And then go ahead.
Shortly after this event, two more disasters in the form of two large meteorites will follow, causing more destruction than many hydrogen bombs. One will smash into the ocean, destroying a third of it, including the life therein. It will actually turn the water to blood and, of course, destroy all life and every ship within its realm. Shortly thereafter, the other meteorite will barrel into and flatten a great part of an entire continent, polluting a third of the rivers and fountains, making them poisonous wormwood. Many men will die of these waters. Shortly thereafter, an estimated 2 billion people, one-third of the Earth's population, will be killed by fire, smoke, and lava-like brimstone.
And now they're even saying that the bird flu will kill one-third of the people in the world. All right, then what?
Once these plagues begin, life will never again be lived as we know it today. Just before this incredible, several-month-long, unspeakable nightmare, most people will be on their boring, everyday treadmill of work, school, and house cleaning. Some will be going to their social or political activities, looking for new forms of entertainment, buying, selling, planning, etc. Some will be planning or pursuing their routine, daily or nightly promiscuities, or making their usual plans to foolishly spend their paychecks on Friday and Saturday. Doctors and nurses will still think that the worst plague sent from God are today's incurable diseases, viruses, and bacteria occurring in epidemic proportions around the world. Abortionists will be aborting their daily quota of innocent babies as usual. Drug dealers will be peddling their death. Schools, the media, publishers, and the motion picture and television industries will be both corrupting and lying to the children and the rest of the world. Judges and prosecutors will be busy in the routine mischief of corrupting justice. Young men and women, knowing nothing of truth or reality, will be planning vain careers and college educations, or planning their lives in a variety of other empty and unrewarding ways. Then, to the woe and dismay of everyone in the world, Jesus, who is commonly and falsely today known as Sweet Jesus, will abruptly, suddenly, without notice, in a moment, turn the world upside down and literally tear it to pieces. Again, one-third of this world's population will be annihilated, and then millions upon millions more will be killed in the most dreadful ways, ways that could never be imagined or dreamed of in the human mind. Brace yourselves. The people of the world need to immediately ready their minds for these coming catastrophes, which will surely come to pass within this very generation.
Yeah, the false prophets say that you're going to be raptured out of that. False. That's false. That will not happen. The Lord says, if you are of the Lord, that he's going to come for his people immediately after these tribulations. Amen?
Amen.
That's the 24th chapter of Matthew. Then what?
The world will soon know for certain, without one shadow of a doubt, that all these terrible, horrifying, shocking plagues are from God. They will realize that the Bible is literal because the exact order that the plagues will come in is the exact order the Bible foretold they would come in to destroy the earth and kill all of the belligerent, unrepentant sinners.
Yes, these particular scriptures are literal. There are many scriptures also that are symbolic, so I'm not saying that everything is 100% literal, but these scriptures talking about the plagues are absolutely literal. And a lot of times the Bible gives metaphoric predictions and things like that, and so they're symbolic then. So the Bible is both literal and symbolic because some people cannot see the literalness of the scriptures unless they are also taught the symbolic, metaphoric meanings of the actual literal meaning of the Bible. It's all literal, but it's still said in symbolic terms, some of it. But this is easy to understand. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then go ahead.
These facts have been written and are still on record. They have been recorded and preserved very meticulously in explicit detail to this day in the infallible Word of God. Prophecies of the sequence of the events to transpire before these destructive judgmental plagues from God destroy the world have already occurred in the exact chronological order foretold in the Bible.
Right. Now, it's not Mother Nature. There's no such thing as Mother Nature. And they're not natural disasters. The Lord tells of these that he will send curses on the earth for people's rejection of his word and for them ignoring the mercy of God. They will not receive salvation or regeneration. And they also are worshiping other gods and in false religions. Then what?
In view of the fact that the prophecies leading to God's wrathful judgments have all been fulfilled, people who don't believe the forthcoming prophecies of those judgmental plagues from God and don't believe that the Bible is literal are as suicidal as the people of Noah's age were, who did not believe the prophet's message of the catastrophic annihilation of everyone in the world.
You'll ask, well, why do you say we're suicidal? It's because the Word of God is sure. It's absolutely 100% sure. You reject God, and it's for sure you're going to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. And it never ends. It's for eternity, forever and ever. And when you don't do what the Lord says, and He gives you the power to do it when you accept Him into your heart, you are more than capable of keeping His commandments. So do that. Otherwise, you're committing mass suicide. You're with the masses. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Noah's prophecy was fulfilled and is on record. Everyone died and went to hell, with the exception of the prophet Noah and the seven members of his immediate family. It was mass suicide. All of the world conditions are in the exact position that the Bible stated that they would be in when these events would take place.
Right at the end of time. Then what?
These catastrophes can and will start happening any minute now.
I wrote this piece of literature quite a while ago. You can see that they are happening now, okay? They're happening. There's so many catastrophes all over the world now, you can't even keep up with them. And now people are bracing. They're bracing for earthquakes. They're all saying on television now, they say, well, how do we brace for the next catastrophe? Well, they say, we've got ourselves a little knapsack with a flashlight in it and a whistle in case a whole building falls in on us. To let people know that we're still alive, we'll just give a little whistle. Amen?
Amen.
So make sure you pack your whistle up. But you know, when God poured out His wrath on Sodom and Gomorrah and burned everything up, it wouldn't have mattered if there was a whistle anyway. Everybody would be screaming so loud that no one would be able to hear the whistle.
Amen.
Amen. Even if it were the orange blossom special coming through the city. All right? All right, then what?
Doctors and pharmaceutical agencies, because of the many incurable bacteria and viruses, agree with God and me. There's nothing man can do. We're in the hands of Almighty God.
This general that they put in charge of the catastrophe in New Orleans, I saw him on television just saying, you know, there are just some things that we humans cannot control. This is God's wrath, you know, it is the wrath of God. When God flooded the whole world, it wouldn't have mattered if they all had whistles. They all drowned, you know, with their little whistle clutched in their little tiny fists. Okay, then what?
I warn you with the utmost gravity, prepare to meet thy God. The misleading false doctrines of the one world religious and political coalition known on earth as the New World Order's church government and known in heaven as the beast, the whore, the false prophet, the serpent, the dragon, and the devil will soon be over. Everyone in the world must now know that salvation cannot be attained by membership in any false religious or political order, but only through the blood of God's sacrificial lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Creator, the author and finisher of our faith, the head of the Church of God, the beginning of all creation, the one who loved us and washed us in His own blood. He is the living, spoken Word of God. All things were created by Him and for Him. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning of all things and the end of all things. Total obedience on a continuous, daily basis must be given exclusively to this one and only Savior, for He is the only resurrection and our only life. Without Him, we can do nothing. God once killed almost everyone in the entire world because of their depraved lusts for sin and because they wouldn't repent of it. It caused Noah and his immediate family so much trauma from the shock to see such a mass suicide that God had to give the prophet and his family some rock-solid, godly, verbal assurance that He wouldn't drown everyone in the world again. It had never rained on earth till God's plague of the flood. Everything was watered from a mist that came up from the earth. Throughout all history, the world has never experienced a world quake of such huge magnitude, nor any of the other terrifying soon-to-arrive plagues from God.
That are already arising, okay? This is the beginning of sorrows. Okay, then what else?
When the whole world is moved out of its orb, other unseen, unheard-of events will occur. Everyone on earth and at sea will experience simultaneously, never before heard, loud voices from heaven, unheard of deafening peals of thunder on every continent and at sea, and the never before seen bolts and flashes of lightning making the world quake more gruesome and eerie than human minds can comprehend. The impact, the chilling fearfulness of all this will be felt deep down to the very core of everyone's innermost being. Every sinner and every saint will know and feel that this source of horrible anger being unleashed upon earth is from the very throne of the living God, the wrath of the Lamb, Jesus Christ himself. Even the deaf, the blind, along with everyone else, will know and feel this is coming from God. The prophet Isaiah foretells of the same event when he, God, ariseth to shake terribly the earth. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. When this world quake and the other judgmental plagues are happening, the last thing the people of the world will want to do is hold some false plastic religious ceremonial rite, run for their plastic or metal rosary beads or a statue, light candles, ring bells, or take the time to put on religious gowns, choir robes, or little hats and other nonsensical, futile things, which some religious people do, thinking they are pleasing God, when in reality this nonsense will only enrage and infuriate God all the more, because he doesn't like this sort of things. As a matter of fact, he hates them because they are foolish and blasphemous. They don't acknowledge God's precious Son, Christ Jesus, who died for them any more than Cain's bloodless, lambless sacrifices did.
They don't pay any attention to the Holy Spirit, and therefore they don't have any strength because the Spirit of God is not in them. They don't invite Christ in with the Father by the Spirit. Then what?
Other things the unenlightened, ungodly people of the world should not do are try to get in touch with their local false prophet, preacher, or teacher who told them to do these foolish, infuriating things in the first place. Remember, these are the very ones that lied to them in the first place by telling them that God the Father, the Son, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit would never do such things as wreck the world, kill all the unrepentant sinners in it, then send their souls to hell. As you then clearly will be able to see that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are doing. It won't do any good to attempt calling the church government agencies that have exalted themselves above God, that people trusted in and sold their souls for. All the phone lines will be non-functional in your home or business, as well as every government building and police agency. And what could government workers or police agencies do against God's wrath anyway?
Right, they'll be running themselves. They don't try to use the phones because all the phone wires will be cut. And who would you call anyway? Your mother? And then what?
They will be in the same panic-stricken boat as yourself. The Red Cross workers will themselves be frantically running for cover. Those who have committed their lives to Satan and his New World Order church-state will know that there is no escape for them. The rocks and the mountains will not be sufficient cover to hide themselves from the face of him that sitteth on the throne in heaven and from the wrath of the Lamb, Jesus. It is then that the world will come to the stark realization that those who preach the truth of these coming events of God's judgments were not dangerous cult leaders and haters at all, but instead were sent in love and mercy from God to warn the world of the truth of God's requirements of salvation and of escape of these judgmental plagues from God. They were mercifully sent to tell people how their souls might be spared from an eternity of an even more severe judgment than the one they are currently experiencing. At the time of these, God's judgments, the world will realize also that he who is sitting on the throne in heaven, his Son Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are all one, the true God, and that their personalities today are the same as they always have been and always will be. This terrible wrath is coming directly from them as God promised it would. He is a God of his word. Because people have refused to believe God's holy word, instead choosing to believe Satan and his false prophet's words, they are committing mass suicide. God, for our benefit, in his kind mercy, recorded in his word what his true nature and personality is. God wants everybody in the world to know that he's not ashamed or angry at himself, but instead is very angry at Satan, his angels, and all those of the world who have followed Satan and refused to repent of their sins. God is angry and vengeful against all these who have rejected his mercy. God wants everybody in the world to know that he doesn't appreciate, but rather hates the false prophets, preachers, and teachers. They have profaned his word by making him look like he were some sort of wishy-washy, soft-on-Satan-and-sin type of God, or like some sort of effeminate, limp-wristed, double-minded God. He utterly despises this incredibly false image of him given to the world by the coalition of world religions which stand today united as one on the iron clay feet and toes of the one world Roman church state government. God told Daniel the prophet this would be the fourth and last blasphemous Satan-led kingdom of the world. Jesus told John this is Mystery Babylon the Great, the lawless one, the wild beast, the great prostitute, the false prophet, the devil. It is written, all his, God's ways are judgment. Now that God's judgmental plagues have begun, i.e. bacteria, viruses, thousands of new strains of cancer, etc., the world is beginning to see that God, who foretold of his judgments, is not a kidder, even in the smallest sense of the word. God has shown the world before and is showing them again that he means what he says. God will give no comforting words with these last plagues as he did with Noah. He will not tell us that things will get better or that there will be time for us to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth again, because the world is, once and for all, irrevocably finished. Let's review some of the plagues God states will rapidly follow the above-mentioned devastations. Just as the world in Noah's time had never before seen rain, so also in this age, no one will have ever seen such plagues as those that will surely and most rapidly follow the above-mentioned plagues from God. The entire world will experience hailstones of around 100 pounds each in weight. Men in their satanic, mass-suicidal nature will revile God with impious and reproachful speech injurious to the divine majesty of deity because of this plague of hail, for this plague will be very great. All of men's blasphemies and other retaliations to the pain God is inflicting on these miserable wretches then is futile. They only amuse God while they are raging. The Lord sits in the heaven laughing at them. The one consolation about these plagues that God is sending very soon to this world is that not everyone will die and go to hell at the same time as they did in Noah's day. This time, the time of the end, God is furious more than ever with sinners for not repenting and following his holy standards after their many years of hearing the Bible message from ministers who told them clearly that God is a severe judge and rewarder against unrepentant sinners. Today's reprobate knows what God did to the world when it was young, having heard of earlier plagues such as the flood, the destruction of Pharaoh's Egypt and Egypt's firstborn, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, the destruction of Jericho, and many others. God will now cause the wicked men of this present world to be tortured and prolong their torture for some time because they, rather than follow Christ, have been belligerently and defiantly following Satan, who caused God the Son to have to come to this world and die for us, making an escape for us from these plagues and the worst plague of all, hell.
Yeah, in that day people will be seeking death, but they won't be able to get a doctor to help them commit suicide. Or they won't be able to commit suicide themselves because God is going to torture them for several months without them being able to find death. Well, I see that our time is up, and you will not want to miss the remainder of mass suicide. So make sure that you tune in tomorrow. And until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And hey, get right with the Lord right away. Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask him by the Spirit, Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And Lord, I will read your word and I will keep your word. I know that you won't turn me away because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program, number 59.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
God bless you. I'll see you, or you'll hear of me tomorrow if you tune in. Praise God.
Okay, now here I am with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps to sing for you Joshua Fit the Battle.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down, God knows that. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua, he was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until, well, until his work was done. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the men of Saul, but there's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow the ram, oh, Joshua cried, don't the battle am in my hand. God knows that Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul, but there's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Well, they tell me that young the Joshua's spear was a well nigh 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave he stood, salvation in his hand. Go broke them ran home, Joshua's frightened, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows that Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, where the walls come tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them, ran home, Joshua cried, cause the battle can't do you no harm. Then the lamb, ram, sheep, horns begin to blow, the trumpets begin to sound. Then Joshua shouted, glory, and the walls came tumbling down. God knows that Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua hit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.